90% of them are directly actionable by County Council. A lot of them are available or practicable at no extra cost to the Council. And what we're trying to do is to make County Council more efficient and provide better value for money for the people of Donegal. It's also the first of its kind in that it is a manifesto for Donegal specifically, rather than a national manifesto for local elections. This is one that is targeted on the county.
Have you left a little late to launch this?
I suppose there is a time issue with that. The reason that it's been late and delayed is that this document has been crafted and written as a direct response to what we've heard on the doors. So we have listened to people on the doors across Donegal in each of the electoral areas, and we've compiled this in response to that.
What does this document contain that isn't being pushed and promoted by the other parties and the other candidates?
Well, I think that one of the key things that we are pushing as part of this, a different Donegal document, is that, number one, it is absolutely specific to County Donegal, which has not been pushed or promoted by other political parties. But second of all, that we have a real commitment to greater transparency and demystifying the work of Donegal County Council for the people of Donegal, because there is a huge disconnect between the people of Donegal and the work of the County Council. So what we're trying to do is close that gap in terms of that disconnection.